So in other words, we have to be careful from him. So Rashi called Hayoyim Rosa Mitzvah Tzetzef. Every time, every day, it gets worse and worse, the Yetzara. And I'm Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Yitzvah Shaladim is Gabriel of Bechol Yoyim. Or Mevakesh Lamisa. The Yetzara comes to you every single day and wants to kill you. Shenema the Pasuk says, Soifer Rosh La Tzadik Mevakesh Lamisoi. That the Yetzara is waiting to kill the Tzadik. If not for Kodesh Baruch Hu that's helping you, you couldn't hold back and fight the Yetzara. Shenem the Pasuk says, Hashem lo yazvenu biyodoi, v'lo yashiyenu bishoftoi. And Torah the very Shmuel, in Poga b'chol menuvel zeh, if you meet up with this menuvel, this disgusting person, you meet up with this Yetzara, is moshcheu lo beis medrash. Bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. In other words, if you see you have a taiva, you have a lust to do something, you see the Yetzer is getting hold of you, he wants to tell you to do an Aveira, the Yetzer is drag him into the Beis HaMedrash. And a little Moshe now, in Evenu, if he's like a stone, the Yetzer in Imuach, he'll melt away. In Barzalu, if he's like metal, mispoitzates, he'll like break apart. In Evenu, Nimuach, if he's like a stone, he'll melt away when you bring him into the Beis HaMedrash, which Pasha means if you start to learn Torah, the chus of your limit of Torah will destroy the Yetzara. The Yosef, the Pasuk says, Hoy called Soma Luchulamayim, Huchsev Avonim Suecha Kumayim. So you see, water can like melt away the stone. In Barzlu, if the Yetzara comes to you like a piece of metal, Mispoitse, so like, so you spread out. Kdichsev Haloikoi Divrei Devorei Kesh, Num Hashem, Kapate Shafoitse Selah. Like a person that hits the stone and it spreads out, it disperses into different pieces. So that's the koyach of limud haTorah, bringing them into the Beis HaMedrash, that will stop the Yetzara from getting after you. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Yetzara ma'asisa liyodam b'olam hazeh. The Yetzara talks you into doing averis in this world. Umeyed olav b'olam habo. And if you do listen to him and do the averis, he's going to be there to say edus upon you, to tell about you, loss of love to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenem and Apostik says, Mefanek minoyer avdoi, v'yachrisa yiye monoin. That means at the end there'll be monoin, so the Gemara dashings on this. Shekein biat bach, sharebchia kurin lesado minoin. That if you change around the olive base, it comes out that Rashi says biat bach, means olive base, who olive tests. There's Aleph goes into Tes, Beis goes into Ches, Gimel goes to Zion, Dalet goes into Vav, Reyasiris, Yud, Sadik, Chof, Pei. This is the way you change around the Aleph Beis, the type of way to dash in the Psukim. So comes out the Menoin, means Sadus, means saying Edus. So the kid to the Eight Sorry, he's going to be there to say Edus, to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly all the Ra that you did. Rafun Nerom, Rafun Esvakashik, Sib 1 Pasuk says, Ki Ruach Zununim His Soya. That the Ruach means of Yetzar, he saw you, made you do things wrong. He saw you, he tricked you. Uchsiv, he made you do things by mistake. Uchsiv, bekirbom. And then it says he goes inside you. So Mashma, the Yetzar is inside a person. The Gemara says, betchila he saw him. At the beginning, he just fooled you. He tricked you to go on the wrong path. Ulepsaif, bekirbom. At the end, he becomes so close to you, he's like inside you. Because you have to be careful from the Yetzar. At the beginning is just like an error you're doing, but at the end he's mamish part of you, he's taka bikirbom, he's inside you. So Mora says, Omar Rava, Betchila Koro Hoylech, Olev Saif Koro Oirech. At the beginning it's only called a holach, he's somebody that goes, he just passes by the Yetzara. Olev Saif, and once he gets a hold of you, Koro Oirech is like a guest, he stays by you, he doesn't leave to go. Lipsayef Korish, at the end is called a man. Shinema Vayova Yholach Lish, Hoshir, Vayachmoil, Lakachas Mitzoyim of Koroi, Lassus Lerich. Oksiv Yikach Akiv Shasish, Harash, Vayach Lish Haboilov. So you see, the poster calls him first an Ish, then a Hoylach, it says, if okay, it says a Hoylach, it says Oirach, then it says Nish. So that's the way the Yetzer goes. From a little bit, he comes closer to you. The Rashi says, Oirach means Achsanoi, he's like a guest by you. And Ish, he's a Balabais, he's the owner already. Amar Rabbi Yechnan, Eva Kotin Yesh Liyodim. First, now, an Eva, that means by the Eva Atashmish, Trashi Gvi Gedid, that's the Mokam, where the Zera comes out, is Marivoi Sova. If you hunger it, that you don't have too much Tashmish, that satisfies you. Mazbiya Ro, but the more Tashmish you have with your wife, the more hungry you are, the more you want. Shinemar, kimarisim vayisovu. Kimarisim, when you're like fasting, don't have it, keep away from it, that satisfies you. Because the less tashmish you have, like the more satisfied you'll be, but the more you go after it, the less satisfied you'll be, you just want to have more and more and more. Omar Rav Chomno Bar Acho, Amri Beirav, Arbo Mischarat Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebarim. There are four people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels bad that He created them. V'eluhen, these are the four people. Golos, Kastim, V'yishmelim, V'yitzoro. Golos, how do we know by Golos? The Chassidus Pasuk says, V'yato Mali Ponyu Hashem. Like, what are you doing here? Kilokach imoy chinam. He took you for nothing, because he was better off not creating you. Kastim, the Chassidus Pasuk says, Hein Eretz Kastim Ze'om Lehoyu. There's like a nation that shouldn't have been. Yishmelim, the Chassidus Pasuk says, Yishloyuv, Oy Holim, L'shoydedim, Uvatu Chois L'magizeel, L'asher Hevi Eloi'a, Eloka, B'yodoy. In other words, like Kodesh Baruch Hu has charota why He created this nation called the Kasdim, the Shmelim. Vayta Yetzhara, the Yetzhara, the Siddur Pasuk says Vasher Harisay, like I have afflicted. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu did bad to it. In other words, He felt bad like that. He created it. Vayta Om Rabbi Yechanan. Ilmolei sholosh mikroyes halol. If not for these three psukim, nismoytetu ragleim sholshenim shol Yisrael. It would go.
Right, we'll stop here. Mitzvah will continue on the next tape. We'll start from Yenun Beizem Beiz again, from the four lines down from the big lines. Yom Rab Yechanan. Ilmolei sholosh mikroyes halol. If not for these three psukim, is nismoytetu ragleim sholshenim shol Yisrael. Would have been wiped out the feet of the Sainim, the enemies of Israel, which really means here Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael themselves would have been wiped out. In other words, we do Chatoyim, we deserve to be wiped out. But these three Psukim say it's not our fault, it's like Hashem's fault that we do the Chatoyim. Chad Yichsev Asher HaReisai. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says He created the Yetzirah and He Himself made it bad for us. So it's the Yetzirah that causes us to do the Averus. The Chad Yichsev Hinek Echemeh B'yad HaYetzir, like a mold in the form of the point that makes it. Kain Atem is also biyodi. Like we're in the yad, in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like it's Hashem's fault that we do the chatoyim. Vidach, another pasuk says, Vasirois yes leiv heaven mivsarachim. I'll take away the heart made out of stone, from the sat lechem leiv basar. I'll give you a leiv made out of basar. So mashma, the leiv, the heart we have right now, it's a bad heart. That's why we're doing chatoyim. Rehapov v'romach mehai, from this pasuk also, Nami. V'yesruchi etem mekirbechem. My ruchi I'll put in amongst you. No, it's Hashem's ruach that's helping us. So it's not a totally our fault. We have to blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. The Irani Hashem Arboa Haroshim. Hashem showed him four different craftsmen. Arboa Haroshim. Maninu, who are these four people that are Haroshim, that are craftsmen? As Omarav Chonin Bar Bizno, Omarav Shimin Chasido is Mashiach Ben David. One of them was the Mashiach Ben David. These are the ones that are going to build up the Beis HaMikdash. Or Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu v'Kohen Tzedek. Eliyahu and Kohen Tzedek, these are called Haroshim, people that build. So Rashi says, Mashiachim shneim Haroshim lebinyan beis hamikdash. The two Mashiachs, they helped to build the binyan beis hamikdash. Eliyahu Harosh Evan Shebona Mizbech Har Karmel. Eliyahu built the Mizbech Har Karmel. Masinu Shu Osir Lishtaleich, will also be sent. The Kohen Tzedek, who Shem ben Noach, Nikra Harosh, Kosu Yosef built. Some say he'll build the teva by Noach. That's why it's called also craftsman. By the Moser Rosheshis, Rosheshis has the kasha to Rav Kana like. Ihochi is so. To Rav Chana. Rav Chana by Vizna said this. Said Pshan this posse. So Moser Rosheshis, Rosheshis has the kasha. Ihochi if so, the posse is talking about these people are building up. Hainu the seer, the posse says. V'yemer alai elo hakronois hashezoras Yuda. These are like the horns that are and they spread out Yehuda. They're coming to destroy Yehuda. So Hainu Lishuva Yisoy. It's called these are coming like to build up Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk is Mashma. These are coming to break Klal Yisrael. So Amalei answered back. Shuffle say for the crow. Look at the back, the end of the Pasuk. Now the end of the Pasuk says that the Pasuk is not going on these four people. Vayavoyu Elo LaHachredoisim LuYodois Esakronois Hagoyim Anoisim Keren Eleretz Yehuda Lizroisim. Now, the end of the Pasuk is not going to say this Pasuk is talking about the Pasuk before, about these four people. These four people are building up. And this is a different Pasuk talking about somebody else. Shashi Leila. We're not talking about these four people that are building up. Elabu'uma is talking about the other Goyim. That's what he answered in. So this Pasuk that says that the Goyim will destroy us,
is going on other people, not on these four people. So Amalei, so Sheshes answered back. The one that the Amalei Pahadi Chana Bagarato Lamli. Like, why should I start up with Chana and Nagarato? He's a bigger bucket than me, Nagarato. He knows what he's saying. By the possible, Hoy is there Sholem Ashur Ki Yava Biatzeinu. Come the time when Ashur, when Syria will be peace with us, the Chiyidrach Vamanaseinu, it'll break down our towers. The Yakamnu Alav Shiva Royim. And it'll put upon us seven people that are Roya and shepherds, Ushmayna Nasichai Odom, and eight very important people. That's when we put upon Klal Yisrael. Maninu, who are these people? Sheva Royim, who are the seven shepherds? That's David, BMC's in the middle. Now Odom, Sheshu, Mushashalach, Miminoi. These were three tzaddikim on the right side. And Avram, Yaakov, Moshe, Bismol, they're on the left side. So exactly what it means, these are the Sheva Royas. Rashi also is not so sure what it means. Who are these eight people that are very choshva people? That's Yishai, Vishoyel, Ushmuel, Amos, Etzvanya, Titiyo, Umashiach, Vieliyo. These are the eight people that are very, very choshva. But then the Mishnah says, Abu Salomis, that there were four ladders on each type of the candlesticks. Is Tona Gavoya, Shomunera, Chamishim, Amma. The Munera was 50 Amas high, that's why they had to have four big ladders going up there. The Abu Yelodim Shaprochet Kunav Yodeim Kadi Shemin Shomainav Yesim Lug. By the Sinch of Esa Shweva, they used to light the menorah. So they had four young Kanim, and they were holding in them the pitchers of Shemin that equaled up to 120 Lug of Shemin. That's how much oil was burnt every night by the Sinch of Esa Shweva. So Yiboyelihu. Meyav Yesim Lug Kula, doesn't mean altogether it was 120 Lug. Oidum Lachol Chad V'chad, each young child, young Kayin, was carrying by himself 120 Lug. So be four times that. Tosh Shema coming here. Over Yadayim it says, Kadi Shem, they had in their hands pitchers from oil. Shel Shloshim Shloshim Lug. Each one held a pitcher that held 30 Lug in it. Kula Meyav Yesim Lug. Together it was 120 Lug. So clearly it means altogether it's 120. Tona, it was learned, Vein Meshubachim Hoyo Yesim Mibnoa Shomarsis. These young Kanim were stronger and better than the son of Marsa, Bas Baisim. That Omru al Benoah Shomarsos Bas Baisim was set upon her son Shoyanoito Shtei Yerochis. He was so strong he was able to hold two sides of an animal, a whole zaitel, two sides of an animal. Shel Shor of a big ox Hagodol Shel Akuach Bielavzuz, that you buy it for $1,000. He was able to hold these two big zaitel sides of an animal. For Mahalach Ekev Betzad Godol, he could walk very slowly up to the mizbeach. That's what he could do. Ekev itzad godol means you walk step by step. And as usually, if you want to carry something very heavy, you try and run fast, get it over with already. He was so strong, he was able to go nice and slow. The other brothers, the Kanim, didn't let him carry up the animal. There's the korban, he didn't let them carry it up by one person. Well, we had in the Gemara in Yuma, that his whole said he needed 24 people to work with Tomei Choshacher. Everybody had to help along, a few people together. Because the more people you have doing it, that's the klal, b'roivam hadris melech. So that's the more my mishabachim. Why do you say these young kanim here, by the Sinchah Beis HaShoreva, carrying these lug of shemin, was mishubach, were better than her son? Ilayim mishum yukre, because they were stronger, they carried a heavier measurement. For the more nein, hani yakirat fei, to carry two sides of a big ox, weighs much more, and is much heavier, than to carry these 30 lugim of shemin. So the young Kanim were not stronger. The Bnei Shomarsis were stronger. El Hosam Keves Umruba. Over there, when the Bnei Shomarsis was able to carry it up the Keves, the plank, it was slightly, it went upwards. It wasn't directly straight up. It went up gradually. And every four Amis long, it went up an Amma. So it's easy to walk that way. The Keves with the Keves Umruba, every fourth Amit went up. For Loi Zakev wasn't straight up. Abahachos Sulamas Zakev Tuva. Here the ladders went straight up, like the menorah was 50 yamas tall. So you had the ladders going straight up to reach the top of the menorah. So they were able to hold these pitchers that had 30 lugim of yain of oil in it and walk straight up. So that you need a lot of strength. That's why they're called stronger than Hassan. Now the Mishnah says, "Lohaya chasi bishlayim." The light was so great from this menorah that they used by the Sinch of Beis HaShoreva that every Chatzim Yishlayim had light from it. Tono, Isha Hoysa Bereret